What is the church attempting to do in these days of the octave of Christmas when we are confronted with all of these feasts of martyrs? We had the very conscious martyrdom of St. Stephen, and we have celebrated we will be celebrating the feast of St. Thomas a Becket. After celebrating this gift of new life not only in the sense of a young child coming in the manger in Bethlehem, but also new life in the sense of what that incarnation means for us, why are we suddenly confronted with so many images of death, and violent death at that? What the church is impressing upon us is the original meaning of that word, martyr. That word means witness. It means those who give witness to Christ by means of their blood. Now, that may seem like a rather hard message for those of us who are celebrating, who are still celebrating that nativity of the Lord. But when we think about what that nativity means for us, I think we can see the celebratory side of the feasts of martyrs. The celebratory side is in this, that Jesus Christ, who took our flesh, who took upon himself all of our sins, has also taken upon himself the consequence of that sin, the ultimate consequence, which is death itself. In the face of death, the very most terrifying thing for any human person, in the face of death, we have nothing to fear, because Christ has taken on death itself, and he has contended and won that battle for us. In this sense, death itself is not the worst thing that can happen to us. The worst thing that can happen to us is if we lose our immortal soul, if we lose that new life which Christ has given to us. And so we are heirs to a greater promise than that consequence of death. What does it mean, though, that we have these children dying for the Lord, which is the principal reason why they are called the holy innocents and are called martyrs? Even though they did not will to show martyrdom to Christ, they nevertheless were witnesses to him by taking on death for him. It is Herod's hate, his hate of Christ, for which they die. In these innocents, we see how precious human life is to Almighty God. In these innocents who die, even though they are not conscious of how they are dying or for whom they are dying, even though they are not conscious, they are nevertheless still accorded that same grace of being martyrs for Christ. This should reveal to us the great dignity of the human person, how each and every human life is precious to God, even though they might not be conscious, even though they might not be able to enjoy all of the things that you and I enjoy through our own will, through our own delight, through our willing of the good. The Lord has shown to us that dignity of the human person in the form of these innocent children. He has shown to us that we are meant to also take that preciousness seriously, that we are meant to see in each and every human person from conception until natural death the preciousness of their life in the eyes of God. In this day and age, when we take human life so cheaply, when we see it as something which is so easily snuffed out, let us pray on this feast of the Holy Innocents that our society might see the beauty, the goodness, the truth of human life from conception until natural death. Let us ask the Lord, let us ask for the pleading of these holy innocents, that our society might see the truth as God has made it and created it, about the beauty and the dignity of human life.